Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Carolyn. Okay. Does it matter that I'm calling you from a different phone? I didn't know if y'all had my number plugged in because it played, everything was fine until we got to the, said you're entering the show, and then I heard your music, and then it went off. Everything went blank, and then now I keep hearing muted, unmuted, but I hear nothing else.
No problem.
I actually have you on the line on the other phone because that phone is clearer. Well, my headphones are in now, so I'm just gonna get off the headphones and talk to you on the regular phone. You want me to hang up the other line? Okay.
Carolyn, are you here with us?
I am. I'm here indeed.
All right. I think we are back in business. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
Let's see here. Every time I see the technical difficulties try to rise like that, I know it's going to be a powerful show because
Amen.
That's the only time that you actually have that type of issue.
That's right.
Let me see if our audience can hear us. Can you hear? Because I'm actually having to do everything from my phone tonight because my laptop isn't connecting to my Wi-Fi. So when I tell you, technical difficulties were happening on every hand. Okay, we are live. So welcome to On Fire to Inspire, guys. I do apologize for the technical difficulties, but like I said, we understand what it was, and it was coming as a hindrance and a distraction, but we canceled it. We cast it down because of the power and authority that we walk in, and we understand
that
we are making an impact tonight, and that's the
topic
for On Fire to Inspire. So, again, I am Miss On Fire to Inspire, Leah Butler. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Everyone's listening, and thank you, and welcome our guest, Miss Carolyn Watson. How are you this great evening?
I am doing phenomenal, and thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of your wonderful show. I'm excited, and I'm excited more so about what you're doing and how you are making an impact. And so thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. We just, you know, we love to be in conversation and communication with people who are doing God's work, just living their life, and it just comes effortlessly. And that's
right.
What we're seeing with you. And so I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire family.
Well, hello, On Fire to Inspire family. Again, my name is Carolyn A. Watson, and I am an author, I'm a poet, I'm an inspirational speaker. But above all of that, I am a child of God, and I'm excited about the calling on my life, which is being the founder and executive director of an organization called HOME, which stands for Helping Oppressed Mothers Endure.
Amen. Wow. And, you know, I love the acronym and what it stands for, you know, because many times people forget where, you know, others are, even where they've come from, to be able to help someone else.
That's right. That is so right.
So the topic tonight is called Making an Impact. What does the topic itself mean to you?
Oh, now, Leah, you know, we can go on and on and on about just this one topic all night long. But, you know, I guess if I had to sum it up, you know, the first thing I would have to say is that we must remember that none of us have really done anything great in the world until we've done something gracious in the world to impact the lives of others. You know, I believe that God holds us accountable and we're responsible for making sure that we reach out and not only impact, not only set up our lives in a way that we can be a blessing to others, but actually have that frame of mind to know that we are the hands, we are the feet, we are the hugs, we are the love, we are the kindness, we are the protection, we are all those things that God need be. We are who he is in the earth. That's the greatest example that people can see about who Jesus Christ is through what we do and what we say and how we conduct ourselves. And so I think to sum it all up, you know, to make an impact is merely to make an imprint in the lives of someone else for the better.
Yes, I love it. To make an impact is to make an imprint. Yes,
amen.
I love that.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. People get it so confused and twisted these days, don't they?
They really do. And, you know, we've become a society that's so self-absorbed, and surely God wants us to take care of ourselves, and he wants us to take care of our families. He wants us to, you know, be prosperous in every way. But I think we've become a spoiled people. And so many of us, you know, it's so easy to consume it upon ourselves. If we are doing something for us or our family or our children or our spouses or the people in our family, we feel like we've done well. But God wants you to do it for those who you don't know, those who you see on the street, those that have a need, and only sometimes you can meet that need. And if you don't meet the need, he'll send someone else along the way to do it. And so I think we forget that God created us to not only love him, but to also love others. That fulfills the whole law.
Amen. You know, you said something a moment ago. You said something to the effect of us being Christ in the earth, and so many people don't realize that he says, greater things shall you do.
That's right.
I remember one day in prayer, the Lord said, duplicate myself in the earth. You are my duplicate in the earth.
There
and he
you
said,
go.
So go do and be who I am. He said, I've already given you the right to become. I'm like, whoo, Jesus.
Yeah, that's a big responsibility.
So when you understand that, so what transitioned you to living a life of purpose and being able to help others and make an imprint on their lives?
Well, you know, Aaliyah, it started for me. I didn't know it at the time, but it started when I was 9 years old. For as long as I can remember back, I was 9 years old when God made an imprint in my life and allowed me to go through being in a family that was dysfunctional. Unfortunately, my dad was an alcoholic and he was abusive. I mean, he was a great provider. He worked hard, but he had that disease. And, you know, he spoiled me right. He loved us to death. But unfortunately, when you're dealing with any kind of substance abuse, sometimes it alters the way you conduct yourself and the way even you see yourself. And so when I was 9 years old, my mom escaped with two little girls and two suitcases. And she started life all over again with absolutely nothing. And God ministered to me and never stopped ministering to me, because here it is all these years later that brought me to found an organization that does just that, to go back and remember what he allowed me to see and experience. And he said, this is your purpose in the earth. I allowed you to see this for a reason. So your purpose starts really early. And then he begins to build upon that. He begins to mold and shape and cultivate what it is that he would have you to become. And so many years later is how I started the foundation. I remembered that. I had written down the name home and said, home is where the heart is. I wrote that in my Bible. And when it finally came to fruition, I realized that I had written it in my Bible 12 years prior.
Wow.
And so that which he has called you to do, he will work on you, and he will manifest it. in due time. And so that's how it started for me. I just never forgot what my mom went through, me watching her start over with absolutely nothing, seeing her go through the struggle. And seeing her go through the struggle gave me the inspiration to help moms and to seek out moms that are going through the struggle as well.
Wow. You know, that's beautiful. I had the opportunity to see it firsthand and be able to experience through a friend of mine who was doing some donations, and she just loved, you know, your organization. She loved your spirit. She loved everything about what it stands for. And so, you know, your life, again, it is ministry. And so, you know, you either exude who he is or you don't. And so
that's right.
And so you truly, truly have been a blessing to many. And she was so excited about being able to donate and be a blessing in the life of someone who's starting over. So thank you for, you know, being obedient and walking in your purpose.
Well, you know, I know that we all have a purpose on the earth. And when you're passionate enough about finding out what that is, the only way you can know what your purpose is to go back to God and say, what is my purpose? You know, it took me, I left a job that I was no longer feeling fulfilled on, but he had a plan for that as well. He had a purpose for that. And when I left that job, I had no idea what I was going to do. And then he brought to my remembrance, well, go look in your Bible, and, you know, I've already given you your purpose. I've shown you your purpose. Now all you have to do is walk in it. So I went to Stone Mountain every day for 30 days, and I prayed. I said, and I fasted. I said, Lord, show me what it is that you want me to do. You said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. What is it that you're calling me to do? What is it that you want me to do? Let me be, you know, what you are. Allow me to be what you created me to be in the earth. And even though I finished with that 30-day process, I still had no clue what it is that I was going to do, but I had a peace over my life that God is going to do something. He's already birthed something in me, and he's going to fulfill what it is that, you know, he's already said, he's already called me to. And it wasn't until a few months later that I began to run into a group of ladies. I ran into five different single moms, all within a 48-hour period of time, who were all in need of something. They were working, they were struggling, they were juggling bills, they were raising children, but they were all in need of something. And when it became clear to me, that is what my mom went through. Mm-hmm. And then I he gave me the name. It was at 5:11 that morning that he woke me up on a Sunday morning, and he reminded me that it's in your Bible, and he said that home was to stand for helping oppressed mothers endure. Now, Leah, you know I couldn't have even thought of that myself, but when he said that, it was like fire. And I got up and I went to church that morning, came home, and I looked at, it was like I'm talking to you right now, that still small voice, the Holy Spirit said, look in your Bible. And when I looked in my Bible and pulled that little crinkled note card that I had been carrying for 12 years in my Bible, when I looked at it for the first time, I paid attention to the date. And the date was 5:11, dated 12 years prior, the very time he woke me up that morning. So you can't tell me that God is not real. And that he will definitely answer he answers prayers.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And you know what you said you did? You said, I fasted and I prayed, and I went to Stone Mountain and I talked to God for 30 days. Many of us won't take the time to listen. We'll talk,
that's right,
but we won't take the time to listen. And you petitioned them. You said, I need to hear y'all. You know, I need to hear you talk to me, because this is no longer fulfilling it. You know, the need that I have. And I can definitely attest to that, because I used to love what I did for the moment, but I got burnt out really fast. 15 years, that was fast for me. But when you get to that point where it no longer fulfills you, it's not about the money. It's not the recognition. It now becomes, God, what is it? You know, when I started going to God, you said, go back to God. I'm so glad you said that, because somebody needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone needed to hear, well, I don't know my purpose. And the woman of God just told you, go back to God and ask him.
That's right.
And he has your purpose.
Only he who creates us, you know, has the power to recreate us. And so,
yes.
If you know, we always talk, we sing the song, God, make me over again. It's you know, when you're really passionate about building his house, he will establish yours. And so I know that what I've experienced through home, I know it was a godsend because everything that we touch has prospered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's sent miracles our way. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes we've gotten funding that we didn't even apply for. Mm-hmm. Just so many lives have been touched. And had I said no, Aaliyah, to the call,
mm-hmm.
I think all the time about how many moms and children would be still sleeping on the floor, how many moms and children can't sit around a dinner table and have dinner together, how many moms and children can't entertain because they have no living room furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I think about those things, how
mm-hmm.
moms can come in and children can come home and feel proud
mm-hmm.
about where they reside,
right.
That makes an amazing impact in the life of a child. They will never forget that.
Yes. You know, and you think about it, if that woman had to run to safety like your mom did, and the only thing she had was a suitcase and her children and the
mm-hmm.
clothes on her back, there was no way that she could have carried a sofa. She could care less about that sofa.
Correct.
And
that's right.
And make sure that you all were safe, and so was she. So I truly commend you because, you know, going and starting over, I'm sure she was scared, but she said, you know what, God, I'm not walking this hill because you got me. And
that's
if I have to start over, then I start over. But as long as I got you, I got everything. And
that's
so,
right.
That's such a blessing.
And, you know, the greatest impact, you know, when I think about the image, you know, my mom didn't get a chance to see home. She's been gone for 17 years now, but we keep her memory alive because every mom that I serve, it's like I'm serving the likes of my own mom. I do it
mm-hmm.
with just that much passion. I do it with
mm-hmm.
just that much excitement because
mm-hmm.
I want them to know that I understand. You know,
mm-hmm.
I too was a single mom for a short period of time. So I understand what you're going through. I remember carrying a book bag, a backpack, and, you know, a baby bag and a baby in another arm. And so I know what it feels like. You know,
mm-hmm.
and then I experienced it from her going through it, and then I experienced it for a short period myself. By the grace
mm-hmm.
of God, he's blessed me to be married for 33 beautiful years now. But he did allow me to go through that short period of time whereby it's an experience that I can relate to,
mm-hmm.
the struggle.
Right.
Not just what I saw in somebody else or heard somebody else talking about. It's something
mm-hmm.
that I lived for a period of time because I was a mother at 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was determined not to be a statistic. I was
right.
determined to do something with my life. And God, but sometimes we're going through something and we don't really understand why we're going through it. But God say, this needs to happen in order to get you where I need you to be.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody out there that's listening today, they're going through something right now and they don't understand why they're going through it. 'Cause,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's part of the purpose for where
mm-hmm.
God is taking them. It's necessary for them to go through what they need to go through in order for God to get out of them what he needs to, you know, what he needs to get out of them.
Mm-hmm. Girl, you just said a word, woman of God. You know, I remember the Lord telling me those exact words. It was necessary. And the reason that it really hit home for me is because you can now minister to that woman that you're coming in contact with and blessing with this furniture because you've
That's
been
right.
there. You've been
right.
there, your mother. You've been, you know. So the Lord said it had to happen. He said,
yeah.
Now you know how to pray for that lady. Now
right.
you know how to pray for that man. Because, see, God didn't call me just to women. He's called me to the masses. And so I've had people tell me, you know, you just don't realize your word of encouragement or sometimes just your smile brought
right.
life to me. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's right. We can minister in many ways.
Yes, you can minister by just being yourself. And you're like, but I didn't do anything. And they're like, yes, but you did. And
that's
so
right.
you just being you and who he created you to be, walking in purpose, walking on purpose, and not questioning, but just doing. You know?
Right.
Not second
that's
guessing,
right.
but just doing.
That is so right.
Yes. Now, you have a big event coming up this weekend. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yay. I am so excited. This is our fourth year putting on an event called A Long Walk, of course, Home. And what we do at this event, it is a 5K run walk, and what we do is we come out, we get together, and we walk. And this year our theme is the home stretch, because we believe that we are stretching and we are pressing towards the mark of greatness, of what God is calling us to do. Mm-hmm. This particular event is this Saturday, June the 9th, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Registration starts at 7:30. So grab your tennis shoes, and you don't even have to bring a bottle of water. We're going to make sure you have food and a wellness bag, and we have entertainment, and we have a ball. Larry Tinsley with B103 is our MC. He's our mm-hmm. honorary MC. He's been a part of Home since the beginning, and he anytime mm-hmm. we call him for anything, he shows up, and, of course, he shows out. But we just mm-hmm. want to invite your audience to come out. 100% of the proceeds will go towards making sure that we have beds. That is mm-hmm. the one thing that we purchase new. We purchase mm-hmm. beds over the summer season, so all of the proceeds will go towards that, so you know you can walk, have fun, and do it for a great cause. And so we invite you to come out to Davis at Arabian Mountain Nature Preserve in DeKalb County this Saturday and come walk with us.
Amen, amen. Arabian Mountain in DeKalb County, right?
In DeKalb County. And you can register on our website, and the website is www.home2heart.org. That's home2heart.org.
Amen. Amen. So how was this? How was the actual walk birth? How was that birth?
Well, you know, a lot of times when you are nonprofit, you are always looking for creative ways to raise funds, because it's one thing to start an organization, to give birth to an organization, but it's something altogether different to make sure you have the funds to operate it. And so as we began to brainstorm, the board, myself, and a few other people, just, you know, what are some of the things that we can do to raise funds, you know, we thought about, what about a walk? And we started the walk 4 years ago, and it's gained momentum. It grows every year. And that's kind of how we came up with that particular fundraiser. We also do a major fundraiser in December. And, of course, it's called Home for the Holidays. And okay. It's the ladies' tea. And at that tea, again, another all of the proceeds make sure that we have beds over the winter months. Mm-hmm. And that's another major event. But we have different things throughout the year. We do a coat drive and a prom dress. It's called Priceless Princess. We do a prom dress to give prom dresses to young ladies who are less fortunate. We just did that a couple of months ago. And so we do a lot of things in the community, and because it's all about giving back. We're a strong believer in giving back. The foundation of Home is built on love, you know, mm-hmm. and we say we love each other all the time. We really mm-hmm. do. And we probably do. But love mm-hmm. is an action word. And we've got to put our money, our funds, our resources where our mouth is, because it doesn't do me any good to tell you, I love you if I don't do what it takes to help you. And so Home is all about helping others.
Amen. You know, I tell people that all the time. Love is not a noun. Love is an action word.
There you
because
go.
Because you can tell people something with your mouth all day long, but your actions, your character and your actions of love show people that you truly
That's right.
love them. You know,
That's
and you're
right.
showing people in action that you love them. Hey, I'm here for you. You know, our organization is here for you. We don't want
right.
you to be sleeping on the floor this cold, you know, cold December month, you know.
That's right.
I praise God that, again, you're walking in obedience and blessing others.
Well, and, you know, and it's all about the family. It's all about, you know, it's not my, I don't really call it my organization, because mm-hmm. I can't do it without you. I can't do
right.
it without others who contribute to what we're, the work that we're doing. Home is about family. And if each one reached one, then there wouldn't be one. And
right.
so we need each other to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope those who hear you know, go to our website and are passionate about the work we do. And if you don't, if you can't, if you don't have any money to give, perhaps you have lamps and things in your home that you really don't use, but your home, you got overboard in your home, and you'd be surprised at what a lamp or a dinette set or chairs that you don't use or a sofa that you no longer sit on. Our moms, when we come in, they have absolutely nothing. So money, you can donate money. You can donate your time by volunteering here at our warehouse, and you certainly can donate your furniture, gently used furniture, because we don't put anything in their house that we wouldn't put in our own.
Right. Amen. Amen. And tell us your website again.
It's www.home, H-O-M-E, the number 2, heart, H-E-A-R-T, .org, hometoheart.org.
Amen, amen. So what else did you want to leave with the listeners tonight? Because there's something else on your heart. What is it?
Well, you know that, you know, I try not to talk too much, but you know I. But I, you know, I just want to encourage your audience that those who are going through and those who are struggling, because see, we all want to know what our purpose is. I think that's a lot of times why people go through depression and they get discouraged, because they're doing a whole lot of things that they were never really called to do. And so the final thing that I want to leave with them is to go back to God and ask God, what is it that you would have me to do? He has a work in all of us. He has gifted all of us with something unique that only we can do, because that's what's needed in the earth in order to accomplish what it is that he's trying to accomplish through us. And while we are on this tedious journey, know that it's all we got to do is go back. And sometimes he doesn't come to us right, come right away. But I guarantee you this, God is a faithful God. And if you sincerely go to him in prayer, and you may have to go back and say, Lord, I'm waiting. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to move until you show me what it is that you were calling me to do. It is through you that he wants to accomplish the mission. And so somebody is listening today that really is trying to figure out, do I go left or right or up or down? Lord, where do I go from here? Do I leave this job or do I stay? Get on your knees wherever you find your place of solace, of refuge. Talk to God and then wait. And I promise you, God is going to birth something amazing that he's called you to do, and nobody can do it quite like you can.
I agree. So I want you to give the information one more time about the walk this coming Saturday.
Yes, ma'am. It is our fourth annual walkathon. Woohoo! A Long Walk Home 2018. It's this Saturday, June the 9th at 8 a.m. Meet us there at Davidson Arabia Mountain Nature Preserve. And you can certainly volunteer, you can sponsor, you can fundraise for the event, you can donate to the event, you can walk, and certainly you can run. But we really would love to see your face in the place and at the race.
Amen, amen. Well, we definitely would love for everybody to come on out and support, because I'm telling you, the fact that they donate all of these gently used furniture and then they go out and they take these funds and buy new beds, so you don't have to worry about bed bugs and things of that nature, because they're going
right
to buy new beds.
That's right.
Such a blessing. And the website again?
The website is www.home, the number 2, heart.org. And we appreciate you for sharing our information and sharing home with your audience, and, you know, for giving us this platform to hopefully make a difference.
Amen. And how can we follow you on social media?
We are on social media. It is hometoheart.org. So look us up on Facebook, Instagram, and, we, you know, we're on all social media. So just look us up.
Okay. All right. Well, we truly, truly appreciate you this evening for joining us, and we appreciate you living on purpose and making an impact in the lives of everyone that you come in contact with. So thank you so much, Mrs. Carolyn Watson.
And thank you, Mrs. Leah. keep doing a great work, my sister. God bless you and your audience.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Guys, if you missed any of this awesome interview, you definitely want to go back and listen to the recording. It will be available about 5 minutes after we end the show. Ms. Carolyn Watson was sharing with us how she's making an impact in her, just walking our purpose. She's just living a life and pursuing what God told her to do. And so for those of you who don't know what your purpose is, she said all you got to do is go back to Him. He's your creator. So go back to Him and ask Him, what is it that you would have me to do? And I tell you, he will show you. You got to be still enough to listen to Him. Now, if you're going to ask the question, be still enough to listen to the answer. I remember when I was going through that phase myself, I said, God, what did you put breath in this body to do? And what did you put breath in this body to be? Because I was no longer the job I made great money at. It no longer did anything for me. I didn't like what I did anymore. The money was not fulfilling. There was like a big void, a big hole in my heart, in my soul. And at that point, I knew there was something more to my life. And there's someone who's listening, whether you're listening live or to the recording. You can relate to this. You have been there. You might be there right now. And you're wondering, God, what is it? It's not this deadbeat job, because I go in and clock in. And once I get there, I'm like, Lord, is it 5 o'clock yet? Well, I was there, and I can relate. So that's why the Lord has me on this assignment of On Fire to Inspire, sharing with you and bringing others who are impacting and imparting, because it's all about speaking life into you, because it's time for you to raise up. Remember, I told you guys a couple weeks ago, the Lord said it was time to arise, awaken, arise, and move. Move what? Move out of that place of stagnancy that you've been in. See, it's time for you to move forward, because somebody's waiting on you. See, if Carolyn hadn't been up and moving, there are some mothers that would have still been sleeping on the floor. There are some mothers that would have still been in the depression, because they're fighting to feed their family. So she's looking at, well, can't buy any furniture right now. But Miss Carolyn, at home to heart, is there to equip and to help fulfill the things that's a need, yet it is a necessity to bring that smile to their family's face, and to make those kids feel like, wow, this is a home. We're not sleeping on the floor. We're not sitting here looking at just walls. So what is it that you're doing to make an impact in the earth? God has called you. He said, greater things shall you do. So it's time for you to live out the greater. No more lower level living. No more lower level thinking. It's time to raise up. Rise up, your eagles. So you can't walk on the ground when you're called to soar. The Lord said it's time for you to soar. So it's time for you to walk in that which He has called you to do. I tell you, I'm excited for you. I'm excited about the things He's doing in you, through you, and for you. We are in June, and we have we're right under 6 months left in 2018. And God is going to do some magnificent things, but I need you to awaken, arise, and move. Move forth. Remember the other week the Lord said that the topic was don't lose focus. Remember, it's now time to really gain that laser focus. Get laser focused on what He's calling you to do. And it's time to gain that momentum, and let's go and put that plow to the field and let's make it happen, because there's someone waiting on you. There's a young girl that says, hey, I can do this because she's doing it. There's a young man that says, hey, I can do this because she's doing this or he's doing this. Who are you making an impact? Whose life are you making an impact on? There are children watching you. Many people, your life is a ministry. Many people will watch you and read you before they read a Bible. They will watch you and read you before they go in anybody's church. Make your life be ministry in action at all times. I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Make sure you tune in. We're here every Tuesday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're interested in being a sponsor to the show, it's only $25 for an entire month. And you can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Thank you again to all of our sponsors, Unique Expression by Design, Rise Hair and Beauty Bar, AFO Graphics, Inspired Jewels, the number 4U.com, Third Heaven Sound. Thank you to each and every one of you for sowing to this fertile ground, and we appreciate you guys. It's time for you to to live on purpose. It's time for you to make an impact in the earth through your life. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Talk to you guys next week. Love you, and have a blessed and prosperous week. Good night.